You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with news that made headlines this week. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is planning to review norms with respect to delisting of companies to make the process smoother, said Chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch in an event on Thursday. In addition, the regulator is looking to revise regulations for perpetual insiders, which include founders, promoters, and senior executives. She pointed out that currently there exists no window for them to trade shares. Speaking at the Capital Market Conference organized by the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, she said the regulator will take the delisting proposal to its board at the next board meeting for approval. Meanwhile, the government on Thursday cut the windfall profit tax on crude oil produced in the country and on exports of diesel in line with softening international oil prices. The tax levied in the form of Special Additional Excise Duty, or SAED, on domestically produced crude oil has been reduced to ₹6,300 per ton from ₹9,800 per ton, according to an official notification. SAED on the export of diesel was reduced to ₹1 per litre from ₹2 per litre. The levy on the export of jet fuel or ATF and petrol will continue to be zero. The new tax rates came into effect from Thursday this week. Last time, the government had increased the tax on crude oil to ₹9,800 per ton. On to IPOs. Tata Technologies this week fixed the price band at ₹475 to 500 per equity share for its ₹3,042 crore IPO. It will open for public subscription on November 22 and close on November 24. The anchor book will be open for a day on November 21. This will be the first company from the Tata Group to float an initial share sale in nearly two decades. The IPO of Tata Technologies is entirely an offer for sale of more than 60 million shares by promoter Tata Motors and investor shareholders Alpha TC Holdings and Tata Capital Growth Fund. Since the issue is entirely an OFS, the company will not receive any proceeds from the offer. Moving on, the plant load factor or capacity utilization of coal-fired thermal power plants is expected to improve 100 basis points to 65% this financial year, despite strides achieved in renewable energy capacity addition, according to a study. Power demand is seen growing 5-6% and a large portion will be met by existing coal-based plants, despite renewable energy accounting for 90% of the 34 gigawatt capacity added in the last 2 years, Chrysal said in its report. In GW terms, this is a 9% growth in power capacities, but in normative terms, this is only 4-5% growth. Thermal plants function at 65% plant load factor, so in this incremental supply, coal-based power plants remain an important COG accounting for 69-71% of total power generation. Even as Vodafone Idea continues to report subscriber churn for over 2 years now, the telecom operator in August logged lowest monthly user loss so far at 49,782, according to data from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. The reason for the lowest user churn can be attributed to the improvement in subscriber mix with 4G subscriber additions, according to analysts. In fact, in the July-September quarter, the telecom operator net lost 1.6 million subscribers, which it said was the lowest quarterly subscriber fall since merger. During the earnings call with analysts last month, Vodafone Idea CEO Akshay Moondra said the lower decline in subscribers was a mixture of a few things combined together. Over to industry, SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch this week said the Sahara matter will continue for the capital markets regulator even after the death of the group's founder Subrata Roy. Roy died in Mumbai this week on Tuesday after a prolonged illness at the age of 75. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of a FICCI event, Butch said for SEBI, the Sahara matter was about an entity's conduct, and added that it will continue regardless of whether an individual is there or not. When asked why the refunds have been too less, Butch said the monies were returned through a Supreme Court-appointed committee basis the evidence of the claims made by investors. It has been reported that refunds of only ₹130 crore have been made to investors. Lastly, the Mumbai City area under BMC jurisdiction recorded property registrations of 12,602 units between Navratri until Bhai Dooj, spanning from October 15, 2023 to November 15, 2023, as against 9,659 units registered during the same period last year, resulting in a 30.0% year-on-year growth, according to Nightrank India. The state exchequer collected a total revenue of ₹1,257 crore from property registrations within this period. This festive season, the daily average registration rate climbed from 322 to 407 units. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.